Spellcaster Media presents.
Greetings and welcome to episode 126 of the Creepy Kingdom Podcast. A podcast about the spookiness of the Disney theme parks, films, and beyond. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. In this very episode, we discuss the theme park announcements that were made at the 2017 D23 Expo. Myself and Miss Roxy Tart have this conversation live from Cars Land in Disney California Adventure. So there's a lot to talk about, so without any further ado, let's begin.
Hey, it's James, and I'm out in the field getting the news that you guys need to know. I go out in the field and I face the crowds and I get the story, I get the information, but I can't do it alone. I could do it without that bug that just flew in my nose. But I can't do it alone. I'm here with Miss Roxy Tart.
Hi!
And we are coming to you live from Flo's in Cars Land and Disney California Adventure at the Disneyland Resort in Anaheim, California, United States of America.
I'm hella hungry, you guys. Like, sorry, I'm gonna eat during this podcast.
I mean, how could you not when you've got the home style cooking of Flo's ribs right there in front of you?
This Coca-Cola gravy is amazing.
What'd they call it?
Coca-Cola gravy.
It's Coca-Cola gravy.
Yes, and it is so good. My Coca-Cola gravy is really good. It's better than this, but this isn't bad.
Does it taste like soda?
No, but that's what the base is.
Oh, okay. Well, that voice is loud.
That is very loud. You guys, there's going to be a lot of crazy background noises because I don't know if you noticed, but we're live at Disneyland.
On location right next to Radiator Springs Racers. You might hear some yelling and motor sounds. You might hear some unlicensed 50s music playing in the background, but pretend that you don't hear that. But we're here on location in Disneyland because we need to talk to you guys about all the stuff that went down at the D23 Expo. Now, myself and no other Creepy Kingdom correspondent attended the D23 Expo.
We were busy.
I was a little busy dealing with the premiere of the Foolish Mortals documentary, which will be discussed at a later date.
It was amazing. Everybody go see Foolish Mortals.
That's her endorsement. I only paid her a little bit to say that. What was that day? So on the Saturday, the day of Foolish Mortals, the same day was when they had the parks and resort panel at D23.
Which, as we all know, is like the most important panel.
I mean, that's kind of what people that don't go to D23. Like, because they don't travel to California or whatever, all Disney fans. Like, that's all they really care about. They really want to know what is the news that came out. Because the D23 Expo, the first one, I believe, they came out of the gate. That's when they announced the Fantasyland and Walt Disney World. So they kind of set this precedent that when the Expo comes, we're going to have our minds blown with news and information.
I kind of feel like every year our minds get less and less blown.
Right. Well, the past few years were kind of light on information.
Mm-hmm.
This was unprecedented, the amount of information that they put out there during this panel. It was absolutely insane. And the craziest thing about it was that I was so, like, that day, July 15th, I was so busy and preoccupied with all the stuff that went on before the premiere, and then having the event, you know, and then loading out and getting something to eat and finally getting home. I was in my bed at 3 o'clock in the morning going, I have no idea what they announced. Like, literally, I had no idea. I heard some rumblings of people talking at the premiere, but I was too preoccupied with that, so I really didn't know. And then I go on Facebook for the first time at 3 a.m., and that's when I start seeing some of the stuff, and I was like, wow, that's incredible. I mean...
So I was very busy getting ready for the Foolish Mortals premiere and then doing the premiere because my shop, Cotton Candy Nightmare, you can find us at cottoncandynightmare.com, was one of the vendors at the premiere.
At this point, everyone can assume that everyone's website is .com, right? You didn't get, like, .info.
Actually, there's a new one that's .shop. That a lot of stores are getting.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that.
So, right. Yeah. But no, it's still .com. But yeah, so we got done with that and went and got something to eat. And by the time we got back to the room, I was exhausted and I barely looked at anything and went to sleep. And then yesterday, I slept in. I came to the park. And James was like, don't look at anything. So I have tried so hard to ignore every D23 update that has come across my feed so that we can record this and I don't know anything that's going on.
I'm seeing a recurring theme going on in our friendship that, like, in most cases, I have no control over you whatsoever. But when it comes to Disney news...
Don't say anything. Don't read anything. Don't write anything. We have to record this.
And everyone gets to experience it with you. I mean, I'm sure most people know the listening, but I'm gonna tell Roxy about these things, and we're gonna share thoughts. You're gonna hear Roxy's first reaction to it. There's so much to say. It's quite mind blowing. A lot of these announcements. This information, like this correlated list and all the live videos that I watched to get this information, is courtesy of Inside the Magic, the CNN of theme park news. Our friends Inside the Magic, who made a marvelous promotion of Foolish Mortals last week and interviewing us three times now for it. Absolutely incredible. But... enough here, guys.
We like them.
Yes, that's what. So I feel confident enough saying our friends, but I do want to credit them. I know that Mike from Inside the Magic, he was one of the few people from the website that was here covering D23 because it's a Florida-based website. So he was like working 24 hours a day. So I just want to say this information and me watching all the videos of the presentation was because of him.
Shout out to him for buying the ticket, for waiting in those lines, recording it.
Right, they probably didn't buy tickets or wait in any lines. But,
okay, fine. But shout out to him for doing that hard work so that we don't have to.
That's right. And you literally don't have to do anything because I'm about to tell you. You don't have to read it. I'm going to tell you.
Amazing. All I have to do is eat.
So, we're going to hop right to it. Let me see how many numbered things there are here. This is not everything that was on the list. I decided there's a few things I left out, such as some announcements for Disneyland Paris, which I feel like, I know, we're just not really covering Disneyland Paris.
No, but, you
know,
not really.
You know, and maybe one day I'll get there and get to ride Phantom Manor and all that stuff, but...
I'll be there in a couple of years, so, you know, I'll let you know.
Thanks for letting me know how it is. There's a new cruise line, yeah, cool, whatever.
A new boat?
Yeah, you know, like, which means not too much to me. I mean, I'd love to go on a Disney cruise, but there's so many of them already, it's not like, oh my God, there's another one? Like, right? What a difference to make to me. So, we're going to skip all that news and get into that. This first one here... we're going to get into the number one on the list here, is that they have announced an immersive Star Wars hotel for Walt Disney World. So,
okay.
right off the bat here, I'm a casual Star Wars fan. Roxy doesn't care less, but
nope.
Because for some reason she watched the prequels before watching.
That was not my fault.
That was her introduction to Star Wars, but you know, whatever. That's relevant. We don't really talk about Star Wars stuff on the show too much, but when it comes to theme park stuff, clearly the biggest thing happening is the building of the Star Wars lands in both parks. And but let's talk about this hotel.
Okay. So okay. So Star Wars Land is going in at Hollywood Studios.
Correct.
Formerly MGM Studios. And I know they took out. They took out like the, what, the Cars, the stunt show, yeah, and Indiana
lights,
Jones.
Motors action. No, Indiana yeah, Jones. Today.
It's still there.
It's lights, motors, action, and the fake studio tour.
Okay.
The studio.
Okay. So, is the hotel going to be attached to the park?
That's kind of what we're hearing. We don't have information where it's going to be.
Okay.
But I'd assume so based on what they described with this hotel. Essentially, what we've heard about Star Wars Land before this is that...
Oh, DJ's coming.
Yeah, here comes DJ. Yeah.
It might get loud, folks.
I don't think anybody heard me.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
DJ's good. Yeah, that's not too loud.
DJ's not so loud today.
He's going a little slow, though.
Music break! So!
not usual interruptions we have. During our podcast. You just usually roll through my house. Usually. Anyways, so what they've said about Star Wars Land is kind of that before this expo is that it's going to be the type of experience where what you do like influences how characters interact with you.
I heard that. You pick a side. And then, like, as you go through, like, the land and the...
He's leaving her.
Oh. Thank you, James. Thank you for getting that leaf out of my hair. So, yeah. So, you pick a side, and then as you go through it, how the characters interact, and how, like the stuff on the walls change, and depending on what side you picked.
Right. So, it's... But also, there's two attractions coming. There's one where you get to pilot the Millennium Falcon, and there's one that's kind of a dark ride... battle with the First Order. Why? I thought Disneyland was a no helicopter zone. Must have been some murders in Anaheim. It's the first time I've ever seen an airplane or a helicopter go over Disneyland.
It used to be a no fly zone, period.
Yeah.
But.
Man, well,
I don't think helicopters are allowed.
Oh, no, they're from planes. We're in Cars Land, so that's the.
No,
yeah,
no,
that's the planes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they spare no expense here.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. All right. We're down with it. We're good.
anyways, so apparently it's a simulation of being able to fly the Millennium Falcon, and like based on how you do, whether you are successful or you crash it or whatever, if you go to the cantina, the bartender is going to know that you didn't do well. I don't know how this is going to work in Disneyland, but clearly this is a Magic Band situation about Disney World.
Yeah. Well, but we're getting Magic Band soon, so...
Not officially. I haven't heard that. Have you?
Oh.
I haven't heard that officially.
I don't know, James. I don't know what I've heard officially and what I haven't because you're not letting me read anything.
All right. Well, it doesn't even matter. I'm saying that's what's happening in Star Wars Land. So what I'm saying is that whole thing is going to carry over to being in this hotel. Essentially, what has been described is you can go to your hotel, and once you go to your hotel, you could pretty much live Star Wars 24/7 if you wanted to and never have to escape reality. Because as soon as you get there, your adventure through what you do, how you navigate through, happens. And one of the... Get out of there. And one of... So right away, I was like, wow, that's really awesome. I'm like, that seems really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to point out one other thing they said about the hotel was that it's always going to look like you're in space when you look out your windows.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So you're going to be, like, in space this entire... So you completely immerse yourself in pretending that you're in the Star Wars world.
I may not be a huge Star Wars fan, or, I mean, a Star Wars fan, but having this hotel means that it opens up to do all kinds of other ones, and that is awesome.
So the first thing I thought of when this was announced, or when I first heard of it, I've heard, it's funny enough, most of the things were announced, I've heard all these rumors from an undisclosed source, so nothing really shocked me, but first thing I thought was like, that's cool, that's awesome, but this is the experience that we want with Harry Potter. Like,
oh my god,
like that, you want to live that 24 hours
a
day.
Oh my god.
Right? I mean,
oh my god, that would be amazing.
And since Star Wars Land is the response to, you know, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, like,
Universal, are you listening? Do this, please.
I mean, it would just be a money printing machine. I mean, so much of the Harry Potter stories are, you know, in Hogwarts, it already kind of lends itself to lodging. Mm-hmm. But it can't really be Hogwarts since that's in the theme park, but maybe there's a way to pull it off. I don't know. We don't need a blue sky that one, but I'm just saying, like, that's, I kind of feel like, well, you said open it up to something else. I feel like it opens it up to that.
What it reminds me of is the Tower of Terror Hotel that they were going to open in Disney World.
Oh, I never heard of this. They were going to open.
What?
Never heard of this. There was a proposed... This is a question for me to ask Jim Hill about next time on the show.
Yes, it is. Okay. So, the idea was that they would do a 1930s Art Deco themed hotel.
Wow.
And it would be, like, normal when you first walked in. And then, like, the further back you went...
No way.
Yep. The creepier it would get. And it was supposed to open into Hollywood Studios right where Tower is. That was the idea.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the cast members who worked Tower back in 1998 when I lived there...
It was right open in 94, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Was telling us about it one day when we were just sitting there, you know, enjoying the air conditioning. And he just came up and we started talking and one thing led to another and he was telling us about this hotel idea that they had that never went off because it was too scary. They felt like it wasn't kid friendly enough. So it was too scary and
it was ahead of its time because that would be sold out consistently. Tower of Terror was also very new. It hadn't gained its reputation and popularity probably in 4 years or whatever.
Yeah, it was only 4 years old.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, it was pretty jarring even for MGM or I forget when they switched it over, for the time. So I'm sure they were still, but that's an awesome idea.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, that's kind of, overall, I mean, I always kind of want the Disney hotels to not be so generic in hotels. Like, even if they're, like, luxury, they're still kind of just like hotels. I mean, there's the ones on Port Orleans that get a little piratey, and they have a little...
Mardi Gras and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, that's that. But for the most part, it's just, you know, just hotels. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I want to live this 24 hours a day, you know? You want to...
Yep.
You know, like...
Some of the reasons I like the Polynesian so much.
Yeah, I mean, clearly that's not what I'm talking about.
It's beautifully themed, and, like, man, especially if you're in one of those bungalows, you know, you are fully immersed in the whole thing. So, yeah, I think it would be awesome if the hotel started getting more immersive. But the being able to look outside and it looks like you're in space, that is crazy. Like, that's a whole different level of immersion. That is awesome.
So that's all they really said about it. They said they're going to have all these stories and all this stuff, and that was about it. So, you know, there was no opening date. They didn't mention if that was going to open with the land. Who knows? But that's all they really gave us. So.
And what we can take from this is that Universal needs to do with Harry Potter.
Well, I don't think this is what's next on their plate, but when they were earlier a few months ago, I don't know, they had announced that this Christmas that they're doing Hogsmeade is getting like a Christmas makeover.
Like a holiday layover?
Yeah, kind of, you know, kind of thing. For the first time that they've kind of acknowledged that. And when they announced that, they said they had more Harry Potter news to announce later in the year. And that, so, and Universal is notorious for not announcing things until they're way in development, as right. opposed to Disney, who announces
it. The like blue sky.
The first time that somebody thought of it. So.
It got written on a post-it note. Yeah. Put it on the internet.
So I'm not sure the tactic or the, you know, between that or whatever, but they did tease that. Had another announcement. The speculation is not. Oh, here comes DJ again. The speculation is not a hotel, but announcement of expansion to compete. You know, because they're gonna have to. Oh, you doing alright there?
I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
My cord stopped like lighting. Like, oh, stopped,
you looked
like,
perplexed.
My cord went out.
Oh, okay. The speculation is expansion to the Wizarding World in Orlando because. Once Star Wars Land opens, they're going to have Nintendo Land. I'm trying to talk, DJ. No, this is not a place to stop. Keep going. Come on. You see that sign that says not slow? Come on. Keep it moving. It literally says not slow where you slow down.
Literally say not slow where he slowed down.
It's a rebel that one. Jeez Louise. Anyway, so the rumor is expansion, so who knows? We could speculate about Harry Potter stuff all day, but that's, I just wanted to bring that up, that I'm like, this is the first time I heard of it, I was like, this is what we want for the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Oh my God, yes.
You know, I mean, I definitely would want to go to the Star Wars Hotel and experience that and have a day of doing that. I think that'd be fun.
Sure, I mean, even I would do that, just to see it.
So I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's gonna be more expensive than the Poly. So we'll save up for it. But anyways, moving on. This is kind of a quick one here. And this dude's not ready for it behind it.
The child behind us is not ready for the next announcement.
No, whether he likes it or not, it's coming. And this, whatever, this was kind of a, not too much news thing, but it's kind of more about Star Wars Land. It's that it's not called Star Wars Land.
It's a Galaxy's Edge, right?
Yeah, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which sounds like a phone.
It does, but it's not as cheesy as Star Wars Land.
Yeah, I mean, calling anything whatever land is kind of, you know, 1950s Disneyland, right? Right.
Like, so even it's, New Orleans Square is New Orleans Square.
Yeah, it's not New Orleans Land. But one of the things they did announce is that in there is that one of our old, I don't know if it's one of yours, but one of our collectively Disney fans' favorite characters that is absent from Star Tours 2.0 has returned. As Captain Rex is going to be a DJ in the cantina. That was what they announced. You're giving me the blankest look on earth.
Is Captain Rex the
he's a droid that flew the plane.
Sorry, it's my first time. Like that one? Is that not right? The droid flew and like he goes all crazy and
the first Star Tours,
and then he like apologizes at the end. Sorry guys, it's my first time, I'll get the hang of it.
Okay. That's Captain Rex.
All right, got it. Okay.
That's
I'm good.
Captain Rex, voiced by Pee Wee Herman.
Neat.
Some trivia there.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, I don't go on Star Tours because those kind of rides make me super, super sick.
I told her that the new one's smoother, but the last one was
no.
super rough.
Yeah, I went on the last one like twice, and I haven't done the new one, and those kind of rides are not my friend, not new.
But Rex is back, so, and he's a DJ.
Yay, Rex!
I'm not sure how that works in the timeline. Also, what's weird is that, if we're going to nerd out here, because that's what we're doing. So the timeline of the first Star Tours is after the original trilogy.
Okay,
the timeline of Star Tours 2.0 is between the prequels and the trilogy.
Okay.
But in the queue of the new Star Tours is a broken down Rex. that occasionally comes to life and says lines like you just said.
So they would have to, wouldn't they have to take out the broken down Rex if there's going to be a Rex in, like, the cantina?
Yeah, I'm not sure what timeline the cantina is either. Like, I also don't know the future of Star Tours once Star Wars lands open.
That's true.
Because in either park, Disneyland or Hollywood Studios, because the location of such is not, particularly in Disneyland, is, you know, is nowhere near Tomorrowland.
No.
Now, I'm not completely confident on this, but in Hollywood Studios, I believe Star Wars Land kind of starts near, like, behind Muppet Theater. And, but totally on the other side of that is where Star Tours is.
Yeah.
So there's no real connection to it at all.
Yes.
Sure.
Thank you. Oh, no, I'm good.
Thank you. You too. So I kind of feel like Star Tours is going away. It doesn't make sense to have Star Tours in Star Wars Land.
Yeah, well, a lot of things don't make sense. So.
Well, Tomorrowland... Yeah. And either
Monsters, Inc. in the Hollywood backlot doesn't make any sense either, but there it is.
It's Hollywood. Anyone goes there.
Come on now.
Well, I feel like the kind of things you're talking about, those Monsters, Inc. was a Band-Aid.
Yes.
You know, like...
Yes, it was. Now, that limo thing there. Or no.
It was Superstar Limo.
It was Superstar Limo, right?
Yeah. So I feel like they're not really in Band-Aid mode right now.
God, I hope not.
You know, I feel like
we have moved past Band-Aid.
Yeah,
though.
I feel like once Cars Land opened up, all the heels have been wounded in DCA. Well, apparently not, but there's more coming. But anyways, we can move on from Star Wars. Not much else, that's coming 2019. I'm sure we'll be talking more about it as more things come out.
Keep your eye out for Rex.
It's going to completely change the dynamic of going to Disneyland and Hollywood Studios. And like, it's gonna be nuts. I would say I heard a really horrible rumor.
That they are now allowing helicopters to fly over Disneyland?
That's not a rumor. Apparently that's happening. No, I heard a rumor that for the first month or 2 months that AP holders are not gonna be able to go inside of Star Wars Land. I'm like, talk about, like, it's a rumor, and the idea is that all AP holders are just going to try to go there.
Well, yeah.
And it's like, that's what we're paying for, right?
Except for me.
I just want you all to know that. I will not be taking your place in Star Wars Land. I will happily stay out. I will not take up that spot in line or at the cantina. If you are a Star Wars fan, I am your friend, because I will not be in there clogging up
one
the...
One less person in line.
That's right.
Whatever, I'm dragging you in there. It's going to be... Come on, it's going to be completely awesome, whether you're super into Star Wars or not. The level of immersion, like, it's going to be mind-blowing.
I do want to go in. I do want to see it because it's Disney, and, you know, it's going to be amazing. But I don't see myself doing it when it first opens.
Fair enough. All right, moving on to our number three announcement. And this was a really bad rumor, or like a secret, because I kept hearing about this forever. I don't know if you heard about it. I was hearing about it nonstop. But it's really happening. Something to be excited about.
Okay.
I'm excited about it.
What are we excited about? I don't know.
I'm pretty much excited about all this stuff.
Well, I don't know what it is, because you won't tell me, and I'm not allowed to read anything.
Number three is that the Tron roller coaster from Shanghai is coming to Walt Disney World in 2021.
Oh, I knew that.
That's why I said it was the worst secret out there.
Yeah.
But one of the rumors, part of it, was that it was going to be replacing the Speedway, which is a god-awful waste of space in the Magic Kingdom.
It really is.
But it is not replacing the Speedway. The Speedway is remaining intact, and this is going on a new plot of land. And this is set to be opened for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World and the Magic Kingdom.
Right on.
So.
Must be nice for Disney World to have all that land to work with.
So that's cool.
That is. It's really cool. I don't know why they would keep the Speedway, but cool. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe they're still holding out to get some kind of Radiator Springs Racers over on the
Maybe.
East Coast. It was supposed to go, and rumor was Hollywood Studios forever, like a condensed version of Cars Land.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. I don't think that's happening based on a lot of the things we're going to be talking about here as we go down. But moving on, staying on the East Coast and Walt Disney World, this is a lot of crazy stuff here. Again, all this stuff I heard, except for a few of them actually, but it's confirmed, it's really happening.
So let's get ready emotionally.
Okay, well, okay, Tron Light Cycles, I'm beyond excited for that, so yay, okay, go.
So we're gonna talk about Epcot.
Oh,
okay. Epcot Center.
Switching parks, got it.
Yeah, now we're moving it. So I just wanna kind of put this out there. And it's controversial, you know, in the Disney fandom, world community, whatever.
Okay.
Is that I went to Epcot Center, the Epcot that most East Coast theme park Disney fans hold so dear to their heart. I went to Epcot Center once in 1986 when I was 9 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember too much about it except Journey into Imagination, not Journey into Your Imagination, the current attraction, and the dinosaurs in Universe of Energy. That's all I remember about it. I mean, Journey into Your Imagination, the original one. I mean, I even like the new one now because I don't even care. But
I don't mind the new one, but the old one, it holds that special place in our home. Oh my God, I know what announcement you're about to talk about.
No, it's not about Journey.
Okay.
No.
Oh, no, I'm just putting this out there that a lot of people are upset about these announcements that are coming to Epcot because it's going so far away from what Epcot was when it first opened.
Okay.
And I'm saying that I don't care because I don't have an emotional attachment to old school Epcot the way most, like 99% of Disney fans do.
James, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's kind of a running trend that we don't care. We're not those people. We're just not. We love watching things change and grow and, you know, catch up with modern times and modern technology. And, like, we are those people. We love seeing the changes that the Imagineers come up with. We are not the, oh, my God, I'm going to boycott because there's windows on the monorail people.
Check the last episode if you don't know about the windows on the monorail.
Okay.
So, you know, I've heard a lot of arguments, you know, not arguments, but people say, you know, when I was a kid, the educational aspect of it really influenced me to do X, Y, and Z, and that's awesome. But like Roxy just said, we're ready to move on.
I'm sorry. When you were a kid and X, Y, and Z influenced you at Epcot, we didn't have the internet.
We did not.
We have the internet now. People, things have to change, okay? Kids are not going to go to Epcot and see their first computer, all right? Or... Oh, well, it's true, though. Or, like, I remember the very first time I ever went to Epcot, they had this this display, and it was, like, the very first type of virtual reality game. Like, super, super, super early prototype, right? And everybody thought it was just, like, the most amazing thing in the whole wide world because half these people hadn't even ever heard the word virtual reality before. But we have the internet. Epcot is not where you are going to go to learn about the world, okay?
Very valid point. So all that being said, you know, that's our stance. It's all good, whatever. So
we don't care.
So they made a few announcements here though that are very interesting. One was kind of a no-brainer ever since it opened in Disneyland Paris is that they're bringing the Ratatouille ride to France.
Yay!
Which sounds like an amazing ride. It's a trackless system. You get shrunk down to the size of Remy.
Yeah. Are they replacing the movie? Tell me they're replacing the movie.
I haven't heard that news about what's happening. I don't think that they are. From what I recall or seeing, that it's not replacing anything. It's okay. Going to be added, you know, it's a space that's added on behind.
Because that movie is like the most boring. Oh my word.
Yeah,
it's so boring. And I love France. Like, I love... Like French culture and all of that, but that movie is some boring, you need a nap and need to be in the air conditioning attraction.
I've never seen it, so.
Like,
I haven't seen most of these films, to be honest with you.
It's like if they took Soaring and did like Soaring over France, you know?
Yeah.
And took all of the fun out of it.
Okay. Got it.
Well, that may or may not still be there, but Ratatouille is here and there. So, the other news here is that the beloved attraction, the one that I remember from my childhood, not Journey into Imagination, that there's no announcements about the Imagination Pavilion. There's heavy rumors about Inside Out replacing Journey into Imagination, but that did not come about on D23. Okay. So who knows if that's going to happen or not. I think that would be an appropriate replacement.
It would. It totally would.
Yeah. But we don't know what's up with that. But the other attraction, the one I had not been on since I was 9 years old, which was Universe of Energy, which is now Ellen's Energy Adventure, is going. It's closing. It is closing on August 13th. And as you may recall, last time I was there, I tried to go on it, and it was closed for the day.
Because it is so boring and so irrelevant that no one goes on it.
And I wanted to see the dinosaurs one more time. I was so blown away by the animatronic dinosaurs in 1986. I mean, that was the only place animatronic dinosaurs were in 1986, like on Earth.
A whole different world in 1986.
I mean, there was no other attraction that they even had. But anyways, that's gone. I'm not gonna get to go before it closes. I have to live with that.
You tried.
I tried.
You gave the old college try.
It was a college try.
Yeah.
But they have announced that there is going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy attraction in Epcot, where Ellen's Energy Adventure was. And by the way you're looking at me, this is the first time you're hearing this news. This is what we know. They didn't say much about what the attraction is.
Okay.
It was stated that it is not a replica of Mission Breakout.
Oh my God, we get another Journey.
So they said that.
Okay.
And I think this is the only other thing that they said. Let me check my notes. Yes, only one other thing. They blinded you with all this stuff when it was over. I thought about it. I was like, they didn't even tell us what the ride was.
Right?
So they definitely blinded us with this stuff. It was very, very clever. They said the reason that the Guardians of the Galaxy are at Epcot is that young Peter visited Epcot when he was a kid before he went to space, so he wants to go back and see it again. Wow, we've really touched Roxy with that story.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh my God, it's so cute. That's so, oh no. Who's cutting onions out here?
I know. I'm gonna keep the cuteness going.
Oh my God, another Guardians ride makes me so happy. They could have said that it was the same as like Mission Breakout, and I would have been like excited, because we all know that Disney World does things different than Disneyland. Yeah. But a whole different kind of ride, that's wonderful.
So they shared an image of a Polaroid picture from this trip that young Peter took to Epcot. And I have it on my phone. I'm going to show it to you right now.
Okay. And right after that was taken, I bet he went in and he learned all about the Phoenicians.
Yep. The Polaroid is a young Peter, not photoshopped, and standing in front of Spaceship Earth.
That is so cute.
So that's all they said. If I don't recall, they didn't say when this is coming. They also said overall, Future World is going to get a complete, like,
Makeover,
yeah.
It needs it. It does. I know people love Epcot. I know you guys. I know you love the parks the way they are. Okay? But on this carousel of progress that we live on called Earth, things have to adapt. And Future World needs to adapt. The last time I was in Future World, they had Segways. Okay, in like, you know, the buildings where they like have all the, Segways. That was a big thing. You could take a Segway like through the
through the, like, a little maze thingy. You guys, it wasn't, I'm not saying that I was there, like, 100 years ago. It wasn't new. Okay, Segways were not a new thing, but that's what was in there.
There's nothing really too futuristic about Futurama.
Yeah.
So, the other thing is, they announced something about Mission Space. I don't know, I kind of started spacing out, no pun intended, because I have no intention of ever riding that ride due to my claustrophobia. But the last kind of Epcot announcement that I thought was interesting enough to bring up here is that they're adding a restaurant, table service restaurant adjacent to Mission Space.
Okay.
That will look like you're eating in outer space.
That's pretty cool.
They're like, once they figure that out once, they're like, oh, we're gonna milk that cow.
and that's really cool for the people that cannot go on that ride.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of people that can't go on that ride. So being able to give them something that they can experience, I think that's really cool.
Yeah,
I mean, that's awesome.
Those people, because I am never going on Mission Space.
Yeah. Cupcake Terror and I went on it. When we were there, they closed the, you like stand there, for those of you who haven't been on it, really, really quick, you stand there and there's like four of you in a pod, and it like, it closes in front of you and brings like the little computer screen closer to your face, and then you're like, one of you's a pilot, one of you's a navigator, blah, blah, blah. That thing closed, and she goes, no, 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 no.
She immediately felt claustrophobic.
Got a cast member over there to open it up and let her off, and she ran off the ride.
Really?
Yeah, she couldn't do it. So I was like, I got this. I'm not claustrophobic. Yeah, but you know what I am? Sick when I watch those kind of rides. And Mission Space is like the epitome of those kind of rides. Oh my God. I got off the ride and had to take a knee. Okay? Like, I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I could barely see. I had to throw up. It was all bad. So bad. Like, I couldn't walk, for goodness sake. Yeah, so, not a big fan of Mission Space. And I didn't even do the hard one. I did the easy one.
That was the easy one. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so, James and Cupcake Terror and I are all on the same page here. We will not be going on Mission Space anytime ever.
I think they were saying they added to change the video or something, or I don't know, or it's going to be changed or something. I don't care about because I'm not going on the ride. So if you like Mission Space, there'll be some new stuff for you to look at. But that restaurant, just to be able to kind of hang out in that environment, you know, it seems pretty cool.
It does seem cool. I wonder if it's going to be like more of a like sci-fi futuristic-y type thing, or if it's
the concept art didn't look like it. It literally looked like it's kind of like for kind of a little sterile NASA,
like a cafeteria, like an astronaut cafeteria. That's what I was gonna say. Or is it gonna be like an astronaut thing?
It's not cafeteria.
It was a cafeteria. It was. I think this is gonna be a little bit better dining than cafeteria style.
Totally.
But yeah.
But it's a very it's very much astronaut.
Yeah, it's not really sci-fi at all.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. So it's where the rich people eat on Mars. That's kind of, I'll give it that. All right. When they colonize Mars and leave us behind to let the Earth us kill each other on this planet.
There is. That's space restaurant.
Okay, space restaurant, space hotel, space restaurant, space rides. Lots of space. Which is interesting because it's in Florida and they happen to have a lot of space, so that
as
works. As opposed to here, where we are right now, where we have no space to expand, hardly at all.
Well, they've tried.
Soon we're going to build up, you guys. That's the only, it's the only option that's going to be left. Is we're just
build an up attraction?
No, we're going to build up. We're going to go that way. Up.
I'm going to move on to number 6.
Okay.
This is something you and I briefly discussed the other night, because this is that some of that information that seeped into our life here, is that the Great Movie Ride is closing at Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
So, you know, last trip I went on it again, and I at first I was like, you know, I'm like, besides Aliens and Wizard of Oz, I was kind of over it.
That's exactly what he said, you guys. On the other night, on Saturday night, when we got this news at the premiere, some people that we know were a bit upset about it, and his exact words were, name a scene other than Aliens and the Wizard of Oz that was cool.
And what was interesting about that was one of the people upset about it was Shannon, my girlfriend, and she started going on and on about all these things that she loved about it. That was news to me.
I mean, what I think was funny is that Shannon and I named the same scenes.
Oh, well, yeah. You said Casablanca was one.
No, well, she said Casablanca. I didn't think that. But the Indiana Jones part.
Right.
And the mobster movie part.
I mean, there's fire in that one, so I guess that's cool.
No, but... we need a special sound effect for this or something, because the Great Movie Ride is going away, and like everything else, we don't care.
I mean, like I said, it was pretty cool that there's like an aliens thing.
What is happening today?
I do not know.
That didn't sound good.
I think Radiator Springs just like...
That sounded like a car flew off the track and cars landed.
I'd say it sounded like one of the cars got a flat tire, but I don't think that's possible. So James is right. It kind of sounded like one of the cars flew off the track.
Oh, well.
And another one just rounded the bend. So if we hear a big crash, that'll... we're in trouble, y'all. I mean, we're not. We're fine. We're over here, but they're in trouble.
Well, that's why they have seatbelts. Again.
Oh!
What is that? Is that fireworks?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
sound,
phantasmic.
The sound of the fireworks is bouncing off of the rock work.
So it sounds like it's coming from inside the ride. Yeah. That's actually really cool. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, that's fireworks.
Here,
huh? There we go. We're all right.
All right,
we're good.
Science. It's all fun.
Woo, science.
Wish I learned that at MCOT.
You can learn that on the internet.
Anyways, it was cool to have aliens... thing, you know, and I love the Wizard of Oz scene, and you had also brought up the movie montage at the end. Of course, that's fun to watch.
It's awesome.
I don't dislike the Great Movie Ride. I always thought that a lot of it should have been updated, and it should have kept being updated.
Yes.
Like, and it's kind of ridiculous that it hasn't been.
Every single time I ride it, and I ride it every time I go, because it's big and it's long and it's air conditioned, so you want to ride it because you're in Florida, but it is entertaining. But every time I go through, all I can think is there are so many amazing movies. You know, update the ride.
Even like, just with Disney movies, because they started off not having just, it was the MGM thing.
The MGM Studios.
Yeah,
so
they had access to all that. Yeah, that's what it is. But even if you're updated with Disney movies, I mean, there's so much that could be done with it, you know? Mm-hmm.
I mean, and keep the same concept. You know, it's a tour, and then it gets, like, super interactive and all this stuff. Like, that's my favorite part of it. Like, my favorite part of the whole thing is that you start off and you think that it is just a, like, tour, like a movie tour type thing, and then it gets interactive and, like, everything.
Yeah, and then you switch drivers and all that stuff. So what I said to you when you brought up the Indiana Jones stuff and all that is that the last time I wrote it, that, like, the actors were just, like, just really phoning it in. Like, it was, like... They were just like, all right, let's just get this over with.
Taking their air conditioning for granted.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm glad I went on that last trip because, like, the aliens and the Wizard of Oz thing. I mean, the Wicked Witch comes up, and I that's kind of the most exciting part of the ride.
The alien part is the scariest part of the ride, hands down. Right? It's really creepy. And the Wicked Witch and the Wizard of Oz scene is my favorite. Like, that's my favorite part of the ride. But it's so dated. The animatronic is so dated that, like, you're just like, oh, okay.
That didn't even ruin it for me.
Okay, I was going to say, is it even an animatronic? Is it a stat? No, but it's an animatronic.
No, it comes. Like, she comes out of smoke.
Yeah, her arm moves a little bit or something.
I don't know. Like, it really simulates that scene of getting to Oz and not knowing that the Dorothy is surrounded by the munchkins, and then they start peeking out, and then, I mean, I wish I could ride it again, but I won't be able to. No. So, all in my memories.
And what's replacing it is the, like, Mickey and Minnie through the ages?
No. So, no. Okay. That's what was rumored to replace it, okay. Which, which I thought would be an awesome idea for attraction. Huh?
So I'm not allowed to look these things up, folks. Okay? All right, so I only have rumors.
No, but yeah, but that was rumored for a while that was going to replace it with that.
Yeah.
But that's not actually what it's going to be. So what's going to replace it is a ride. I'm going to say the name of it because I can't remember it at this point. Mickey and Minnie's Runway Railway. Not the best name, but okay. Maybe it will sink in our heads after we experience it because.
Runway Railway.
Yeah.
Mickey and Minnie's Runway Railway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what this attraction is going to be is you're going to be able to ride into the world of the new Mickey Mouse shorts.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that's the style they're going with. So, it's not like through the ages.
Okay.
So, and I'll kind of bring it up here a little bit now. I know when those first debuted, there was some negative response to them, and I think they're absolutely awesome.
I love them.
They're really good, and the everyone I've seen, I've enjoyed. I love the style of it, and I love that Mickey has kind of returned to being who he was in the original shorts, where he's kind of a jerk and he's sassy. He's not like Mr. Goody Two Shoes.
They're all a little more sassy.
Yeah, all of them
which
are.
Is really
but
cool.
Particularly Mickey, who always is. Lately, when you see him portrayed, he's just Mr. Goody Two Shoes corporate mascot.
Well, I was gonna say, he's the corporate mascot, James. He has a contract, okay?
Yeah, I know.
There's a what is it? Character clause in the contract.
Yeah. When he's on stage, he's got, after hours, he cuts loose a little bit. But I love that, because that's why I fell in love with the characters when I was a kid, because of their personalities, they were, not because they were just watered down, everybody likes some characters.
The style is cool, like it's that retro style. I feel like the new Mickey Mouse shorts, I feel like they should be able to make everybody happy.
They should, but I heard people, other podcasters, blogs, say, that's not Mickey Mouse. That's horrible. I absolutely hate them. And I was like, arguing over opinions is stupid, but just my reaction was, I'm just like, I thought the same way that you did. It seems like every Disney fan should absolutely love everything about those shorts.
It's modern and fun, but retro, and, harkens back to the original, and,
three times with the helicopter.
What is going on?
You know what? I think they heard we were recording and they're trying to get a sneak preview of of what we're going to say. You have to wait till it's released on Friday.
I've seen airplanes fly overhead every once in a while, but I have never seen a helicopter go over Disneyland, especially not that close.
That's a bit of crime around here.
Right?
You guys might not know this, but just a few blocks away is the threshold of hell.
That's not true. It's completely magical.
Yeah.
There's no bubble. I have a bubble.
The only bubble they have is through security check. They can't even control what's on the sidewalks out there because they got rid of the benches at the bus stops. Not going to get into all that. Anyway, so... And one of the things about the shorts, I've enjoyed them. I thought they were fun. I saw them online. When I was in Walt Disney World last... And I stayed at one of the hotels. They had a channel that was just playing the shorts. And I just put it on just for noise or whatever. And I ended up stopping what I was doing. And I sat there and I watched it for a half an hour.
See, that is how you know it's good.
Yeah, I stopped it. And not only was I sitting there watching, I was laughing my ass off. I was genuinely by myself sitting in a hotel room laughing my ass off at these shorts. They were super funny to me.
And the ride will reintroduce a whole new generation to Mickey Mouse.
As the mischievous.
As the thing. Not the Disneyland mascot.
Yeah.
So not only is that, so that's the style of the ride. So that's fun. But the basically the way they described it was that it's like you go in and you're watching a Mickey Mouse short, on a screen,
uh-huh.
And then you get put into the screen and you go into the world.
Neat.
And they showed an example of how that works. they said that what they showed wasn't in the ride, but they tested this technology of how you could be in one environment and how multiple, you know, three-dimensional things change around you. And it started totally night, and then just within a second, all these things moved and like that, and it was like daytime and that. And right away, I was like, that is so awesome. Like, it seems like they're really pushing to create, like, you just jumped into a cartoon world.
So cool.
Which is so awesome. It kind of harpens back to attractions that were supposed to be at Hollywood Studios that they never built, which was the Roger Rabbit trolley ride.
Yeah, the one that was supposed to take you from L.A. into Toontown.
Yeah, so it was basically a simulator ride where all the windows were screens, and you go to Toontown. And so that's one thing I thought of. It's like, well, that's kind of cool. I know they're not going to build any new Roger Rabbit rides, but they're dying to close them, close them all down. Oh my God, the day that they announce closing Roger Rabbit's cartoon stand, I'm actually going to get pissed.
James might have found something that he
can't. I found it.
He found it.
I know Toontown is on the chopping block.
It'll only last for like a day, maybe. But he found it.
Yeah,
it
I mean, I accepted that Toontown is super dated, and kids today don't know who Roger Rabbit is, and it's gonna go.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I'll still be pissed about it. Anyways, who cares? I think this ride sounds awesome. I'm super excited for it. Odd name.
James, do you want to go ride MMRR?
MMRR.
Yeah. Mickey and Minnie's Railway something or other. I'm just going to call it MMRR from now on.
I'll go with that. I legitimately thought you were asking me to go on a ride with you somewhere in DCA, and I was racking my brain what the acronyms were.
No. You know what? Forget this podcast. We're going on a ride right now.
we can go on a ride while we're recording. Of course. Anyways, that's what's up. Let's move on a little bit here. This isn't really an attraction here, but this is pretty cool. This is another Walt Disney World thing here.
So much Disney World stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's only so much room around here.
Very true.
So there's new transportation systems coming to Walt Disney World.
Really?
Yes. So the first of which is something called the mini vehicles.
Okay.
And essentially what Disney decided to do is that something that's kind of started happening in the past 2 years at Walt Disney World. This is that the no one likes sitting around waiting for into the buses and being crowded on the buses. And
no, you take an Uber, a Lyft, or a cab.
Right. Well, cabs are expensive as hell, you know, to go all the time. But
whatever. Now we took cabs for years. I've never even been on one of those buses.
Well, you know. So now everyone's taking Ubers all around.
Yeah.
And so Disney was probably like, yeah. I don't think so. So basically, Disney created their own Uber system called the mini vehicle.
Good job, Disney.
Like, yeah, we're not, you know, take your business off our property. Because you have to imagine how many, like, even like, the, even the, like within the past year, the growth of the Uber on property had to probably grow like 200%, 300%, because more and more people are just used to using it. And we're living in an on-demand world.
I don't want to sit in the heat and wait for the bus and then get on it with 80 other people.
Yeah.
No.
So that's coming. So that's interesting.
That's cool.
But the real thing here is that they're building, what are they calling this? It's called the Disney Skyliner. They're building a system of kind of like enclosed gondolas. And this is, let me read what it says. The Disney Skyliner will be a new gondola system that will connect Disney's Art of Animation, Pop Century, Caribbean Beach, with other locations, and other locations with Hollywood Studios and International Gateway at Epcot.
Ooh.
So yeah, it's kind of a little bit like the monorail, but it's kind of, you know.
Nice.
Very cool.
That is cool because those hotels really, really needed to be. There needed to be some other access to something other than waiting for that bus.
Yeah. So they don't have to wait for the bus, but they didn't really explain what this means, but they had a little concept art where they said that there'll be that each of the things will be themed to different characters. There was four of ones. I don't remember what the fourth one was off the top of my head, but two of them were current day Mickey and Shorts Mickey. Mickey and Minnie, which I was like, okay.
All right.
But the other one here is that they are, one of these are going to be themed to the Hitchhiking Ghost. So I thought that was pretty awesome. Cool, clearly.
Hear that, Harmon?
So, you know, oh, here comes Lightly McQueen. I wonder if he's going to ka-chow by while I'm trying to talk.
Maybe.
He seems kind of bumped.
I
know.
Ka-chow!
It seems like you're kind of phoning it in, Lightning.
Yeah. He's being a little, tired. Lightning McQueen seems a little tired. Yeah. His headlights are a little dim.
His eyelids are a little heavy.
Congratulate Lightning on getting his headlights. Yeah, it's a good thing.
All right. So, that, and there's not much more information about that stuff, but...
But still, new transportation, that's awesome.
Yep. Now let's go to where we are.
Ooh.
And number 7 here, which is definitely not a shock, but we did get a little bit more information, is that an immersive new Marvel-themed land is coming to Disney California Adventure. So, it's coming. And she's like going into a hysteria over there.
I'm so excited. You guys can have your Star Wars land, okay? And I was going to say this when we were talking about Star Wars land, but I didn't want to say it because I wasn't sure that it was confirmed, because I'm not allowed to look this stuff up for the last 2 days. But you, anybody that knows me knows how much of a Marvel fan I am, so I keep getting people trying to tell me these things, and I have to be like, no, James said no, I'm not allowed to hear any of this. So people, like, stop talking when they're telling me, but there's going to be a Marvel land, so y'all can go over to Star Wars land, and you can have all of your horrible crowds over there, and I will be over here.
Well, clearly they're making Marvel land as some type of diversion to balance out the crowds.
Good.
From Star Wars land. So you're not going to be alone, is what I'm saying.
Good.
But, and well, it's a mini land, because, I mean,
there's not
space. So I don't know if this is confirmed or not, this part of it, but I'm pretty sure it is that Bugs Land is getting the axe.
That's what I heard.
They didn't really say what they're taking away during this presentation, but so I can't confirm all that, but that kind of makes sense, because there isn't that much room behind Tower of Terror, Breakout.
And they thought about it, they mapped it out, they went back, they looked at it, they've gone back behind Mission Breakout or behind Tower again and again and again, trying to figure out how to fit Marvel Land in there, and it's not big enough. There's not enough room.
No, I mean, it's just a few lanes of, because sometimes they divert traffic behind the Radiator Springs facade, so you can see when you drive back there. It's just two lanes.
There's not enough room. So, goodbye, Bugs Land.
Which, I mean, Bugs Land was a Band-Aid.
It was a Band-Aid because there was nothing for kids in the park. California Adventure didn't have anything for little kids, so they put in Bugs Land, but now we have Cars Land. We don't need Bugs Land. Goodbye.
Also, I don't really feel like Bugs Land, like, it's a Bug Life, has really stood the test of time not even just the area. I mean the characters, the IP. Yeah. I don't think anyone really cares. It'd be a great movie. I love It's Tough to Be a Bug as an attraction. It seems pretty odd in DCA. It seems to make a lot more sense to me in Animal Kingdom.
Much more. So I heard about this and I had to stop him. So my ex-husband has my son this weekend while I'm here, and I saw them, and he said to me, oh, guess what happened, or guess what's going to happen, and I didn't really know what he was talking about, and I was like, oh, okay, what? And he's like, they're taking out Bugs Land. Skylar's going to be so upset. And I was like, I mean, they're taking out Bugs Land, like, that's silly. And then I was like, wait, what are they putting in where Bugs Land is? And he was like, Skylar's gonna be so upset. You know how much he loves Bugs Land. And then he told me that it, you know, was supposed to be Marvel Land. And admittedly, he's not a credible source at all. So, like, I wasn't actually sure whether to believe him or not, or whether he was just messing with me. But my response was, you're right. Skylar loves Bugs Land, and he has since he was a little kid, but he is 16 years old now, and he loves superheroes.
Right.
Okay? It is not going to break his heart for Bugs Land to go and be replaced with his favorite superheroes.
I mean, he'll be so blindsided by what's going to be there. He's probably not going to even bring up or say what happened to Bugsley.
Right?
Bugsley.
No. Who would? Why? Why would you? It's beautifully themed. And, like, when it...
It's cute.
When Bugsland first opened up, we didn't have anything like that. You know? We didn't have, like, that super fully immersive, you know...
Yeah, it's kind of the first one Disneyland. I mean, I would say maybe a little bit like Honey, I Shrunk the whatever Playland in Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios.
Yeah,
yep.
That was a little bit similar, but yeah.
But yeah, it was a whole land, and you know, you shrunk down to the size of a bug, and like the leaves and all, and it was really, really cool. But time has gone on. We have Cars Land, which just blows it out of the water.
Yeah.
Like, yes, let's do some superheroes, and then yes.
So this is all we know. They really didn't say too much. They confirmed the land is coming. And they just said there were two attractions coming. The two attractions they said would there be a Spider-Man attraction and an Avengers attraction. They didn't say what they were or what they would be or anything like that. So I do want to point out, the first thing I thought was like, and I know you haven't experienced this stuff yet, but I'll get you over there. Is that... you know, at Universal Orlando, there's Marvel Superhero Island.
Yeah.
Where their Spider-Man attraction is. And Marvel Superhero Island is based off of mostly the 80s cartoons and comic books. This was made way before the MCU and obviously way before Disney owned them. That's why they have it there.
Universal.
Yeah. But that attraction, the Spider-Man attraction at there is like, it's you know... It's one of the best ever made. When people talk about the top attractions ever made, it's always on the list. And then when Disney said they were doing one, I was kind of like, okay, like what are they gonna do? Like I was kind of perplexed by it. Another odd part about that is, you know, that now that Spider-Man is part of the MCU, I've heard that is temporary.
What?
Yeah, I've heard that.
How?
Meaning that there's... what's temporary about it is that... And who knows if this is going to change, but this is what I heard. That there's going to be a few more films where this Spider-Man interacts with other people from the MCU.
With the Avengers.
And then it's just going to be the Spider-Man universe moving forward. So it's kind of like it's a temporary deal kind of thing.
Interesting.
You know, so important about, and even if it wasn't that, I'm sure, you know, Disney's getting paid, but those aren't Disney movies. And, like, Sony has the rights to make the Spider-Man movies. So it was an interesting choice to make a Spider-Man attraction with those two things. Out of all the things you could do with Marvel.
Right?
You know, but with an Avengers one makes sense because literally anything can be in that.
Perfect sense. Why would we not get an Avengers ride? We should not only get an Avengers ride, but we should get little mini other attractions of all of the Avengers individually.
Right.
Because I need that in my life so bad. So bad. Oh, I saw Hawkeye today. He was so cute.
I haven't met him. I did go meet Black Widow when she came around.
He was so cute.
But I didn't see Hawkeye. Yeah, Black Widow was cool. So that's all we got. So they wanted to confirm that was coming. So
I am here for this. So damn.
We're chugging along here. We've got three more things on this list. And keep in mind, I left out stuff. So can you imagine sitting in this room with like just being blindsided with all this just news? It's just so much. It's hard to much take in. So you insinuated this. I don't know if you did it on recording or not, but you heard about this one already. It's happening. And I find this is one I actually never heard a rumor about. I find this very odd and interesting at the same time. But that Paradise Pier is going to become Pixar Pier.
Pixar Pier.
So what we're talking about here is, I mean, Cars Land goes right up to Paradise Pier.
Yep.
So... We're talking about this whole chunk of the park just becoming this massive Pixar area.
I'm here for it. I'm so okay with it.
No, I'm not against it. I think it's, but I want to see how they execute this because it doesn't make sense to me.
I'm excited. Like, they can't rebuild because it's already here, you know? They're not tearing it down. It's not like Bugs Land where they're going to tear it out and make a new land.
Yeah,
like,
they're not going to get rid of the pier.
You know, they're not going to get rid of the pier, and they're also not going to get rid of, like, Screamin', you know? How could they possibly take down that giant roller coaster? And so obviously they're going to have to overlay it with something, you know, that's more Pixar-y, and, like, the King Triton's Carousel and then all of the, like, carnival games and stuff. I think it's going to be really, really cool to see how they overhaul it.
Well, the one puzzle piece there that you did not bring up is Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. There's no way that they're closing. Well, there's...
No. But it's so on the edge of it, though. It's so on the edge of the pier that, like, No. Because, like, well, okay. Well, wait. Where are they starting it? Are they starting it right outside of Cars Land in, like, the San Francisco Pier area? Or is it going to be over...
Doesn't say. I mean, I imagine it's going to... I'm just hearing Midway Mania and then to the right. And it might go over to the attractions. Like, again, all the generic carnival rides.
The carnival games have got to go.
They're probably not going to go. They're just going to be Pixar. Aren't they already Pixar themed? I don't know. I never even look at them. I feel like they are, but I could be wrong on that.
But like they could redo Goofy Sky School. You know, they could do an overlay on that. Super easy. They've already done it. They could redo the Silly Symphony Swings.
Yeah, just a weird. But all those like, things are, like, so new, like,
right?
They're not that new, but
but maybe they won't. Maybe it won't go over that far. Maybe it will just be the actual pier part.
I guess that other part isn't the pier, right?
Yeah, that other part's not the pier.
Yeah.
So if it's, it really depends on where they're going to start it and where they're going to end it. You know, are they going to take out San Francisco? Well, probably not. And because if they did, you've got the Little Mermaid ride and you've got Ariel's Grotto right there in the middle. Like, so that doesn't make any sense, because you're not going to take those out. So if you start on the other side of Ariel's Grotto, where the pier actually starts, then you've got, like, nothing until California Screamin', which could just get an overlay.
Right, it could be anything.
Like, it's the roller, and then you take out the carousel and, you know, put, a Pixar carousel in there, like...
Whatever.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I wish they had announced more.
Yeah, I feel like this is, like, hot off the press. I never heard any rumors about this at all, and I'm not quite sure of the point of it. I don't think anyone was really asking for it. I mean, Paris, it is what it is. It's a seaside pier, you know.
But like, it was that tacky carnival pier, yeah. You know, and nobody liked it. And so when they put in Midway Mania, they decided to give it a little makeover, and they made it look better. But still, I don't know. Really, there's only, like, three things that, like, on the pier, if you're talking about it, that would need to be, like, re-themed. And it's the Sun Wheel,
right.
The King Triton's Carousel, and Screamin'.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Like, so...
Yeah, I guess it's not too much of a big thing, but...
No, it shouldn't be, but it is really weird. Like, they've been talking forever about moving Monsters, Inc.,
moving it. I heard they're closing it.
Well, yes.
Moving it to the great theme park.
Moving it to Yesterland. But, like, which I think is good because it doesn't belong over there anyways. You know?
Yeah, that's weird.
But, like, it will be weird because Cars Land, because there'll be a break in between Cars Land and Pixar Pier. So yeah. that's a little weird of a jump. But, you know, whatever.
Unless they do the San Francisco restaurant area, which is right there.
Yeah.
Right, you know, maybe, but I'm sure that's probably just doing what you said, just that where the actual boardwalk pier is, even though the whole area is called Paradise Pier.
Yeah.
And it said they're going to be including The Incredibles, Inside Out, and more Toy Story.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
More Toy Story.
Yeah. It's okay. Toy Story 4 is coming out, so yeah.
Well, yeah, okay.
You know, it's yeah. We're not done with Toy Story.
Obviously, they'll do more photo ops.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
Character.
Yeah, yeah, with the but I like over there by Toy Story Midway Mania how they have the whole setup thing. You know what I'm talking about? Like the box.
The box.
Do they still have that over there? Did it go away? I don't know. I haven't even looked for a while.
I think it's gone. Well, it was like the toy.
It was like a toy box, like a. Like the kind that like your toys come in, you know, like, and
like
you
the
could
theater.
Like
yeah,
and you could like get in it and it looks like you're in a toy package and like Woody and Jesse were over there.
Oh, I know what you're talking
like,
about.
Yeah,
I don't think it's there, but it could be there.
All right.
That's not an area that I favorite.
No, me either.
Clearly. And if I do, it's like, you know,
because we're going on Midway,
yeah. So, but it's more interesting in this whole announcement here is that, so there's a new fireworks show coming to Disneyland. So what is the one that's there now that they got rid of after the anniversary one that was so awesome? I don't even know which one it is. They brought the old one back.
Oh, Celebrate? No. It's not Wishes, even though they use the music from Wishes.
Yeah, that's really weird. What I hear, whatever it is,
whatever.
It was there before the one. Yeah, I'm not like a fireworks expert here. The one that was there before the 60th fireworks show they only had for a year and a half, which was awesome because they had all the projections going on Main Street and all that stuff. And I think Disneyland Forever was what it was called. Anyways, a new one's coming. They didn't say what it was, so whatever to that. The Pixar Play Parade.
Is going to Disneyland
away from Pixar Pier.
Which makes no sense at all whatsoever. Although, maybe, they didn't say, like, for how long. So, maybe the Pixar Play Parade will go over there, and then when Pixar Pier opens, they'll bring it back over here.
Well, that's unlikely, because then they announced in the same announcement that Paint the Night is coming back to Disney California Adventure.
Yeah. Heard that. So I have concerns.
This whole thing makes no sense to me. I mean, first of all, Paint the Night was like, everybody loved it. Nobody didn't love Paint the Night. And then they took it away.
And we were sad.
They took it, then there was nothing. And then Main Street Electrical's back. And, you know, that's mixed results. Some people are super stoked. Some people are whatever. Particularly those of us who have also seen it for its run at Walt Disney World when it was there before that.
Yep.
You're just like, whatever. It is what it is.
Paint the Night is coming over here, and I have concerns.
All right, what's your concern?
My concern is that there are more turns in the road over here, and they are closer together than going down Main Street and making that you know, that wide turn.
Yeah.
And Mac is a huge float. And he's not like modular, you know, he doesn't move, he's not in pieces, he's one giant long piece. And I am really afraid that they're going to bring that parade over here and not bring Mac over here because he won't fit. And like, he's like my favorite part of the parade. So
I have
like personal concerns.
I know, I understand. So what I'm not getting, and I don't know, I don't really know the parade route at DCA. I've seen the Pixar Play Parade go like in front of Wine Country, so I know it goes down there, but where does it come out of, and okay, where does it go?
So right at Silly Symphony Swings, you know, right across, there's that restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so if you're walking in between Silly Symphony Swings and the restaurant, and you're going towards the pier, there's a big gate right there.
Okay.
That is where it comes in and out of. And then it goes...
So it must go, like, by Scoofy's Sky School. It goes that way, right? That's a new car from a new movie. I haven't seen it. I don't know if you saw it.
I haven't seen Cars 3 yet. No. But it's pretty. Is it a she or a he? I don't even know.
That sounded like a lady.
It sounded like a girl. That's a pretty car, all right?
Yeah.
Y'all, that's a... I'm not gonna lie, that's a pretty car. I think I need to see Cars 3. Okay, so, sorry, distracted by lady car.
Lady car.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, okay. Here we go. It comes out of the gate by the Silly Symphony Swings. It comes down past Goofy Sky School in front of Little Mermaid and then Sonoma Terrace. And then it goes down to... Where does it go?
That's what I really don't know.
Because, like, earlier I was in line for Mission Breakout and I was watching the Pixar Play Parade because it went back behind where the trolley goes.
Really? It goes all the way down and then goes down through
Hollywood Land or whatever.
Yeah.
Back or Hollywood Pictures back lot, and it goes that way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and actually, up until right now, I've never really thought about that. But yeah, because I almost always see it, like, if I'm in line for Little Mermaid or, you know, you're at Sonoma,
yeah,
or like
seen it in that area.
Yeah, whatever. But yes, but today, actually, it's funny because we were live broadcasting on Instagram from the line dancing to the Pixar Play Parade, and it didn't even occur to me that that was an awfully weird spot for the Pixar Play Parade to be.
Just follows you wherever
you go. But yeah, so I've never followed that parade, so I've never really thought about it. But yeah, it's got to go through that whole area. That's a long parade route.
It's probably just as long as the Disneyland one.
You think?
That goes all the way back to Small World.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
But I also feel like
from the pier to Mission Breakout, that's the entire park. Like,
I feel like there's not as much viewing area in GCA.
Really? I feel like there's more.
Really?
Because it's more, I feel like it's more stretched out.
But I don't feel like the areas are really narrow.
Yes.
So there's like, I feel like you can pretty much watch Pay the Night from anywhere. Like,
yeah.
You know, and also saying like, is DCA going to stay open later? Because it notoriously always closes 2 hours earlier than Disneyland.
Well, it better, because how else are you going to run Paint the Night and World of Color?
Yeah.
Like,
that's another thing too. All the people watching World of Color, that's the parade route, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. I don't know, but we trust our Imagineers that they know what they're doing.
I don't know if it's Imagineers or the operations.
I don't know if I trust operations, but I trust the Imagineers that they know what they're doing.
This whole thing is, but my main point, I'm saying, why is it coming here and not going to Disneyland?
I don't know. It's really weird.
Like, what? Because the Pixar Play Parade is a daytime tour. Right?
Yes. It must have something to do with the new fireworks show. It has to. It has to have something to do with the new fireworks show. Because Electrical Parade is shorter than Paint the Night, right?
I don't know, is it?
I think
I haven't even rewatched it since it's been back in the last.
I walked by it last night.
I love the music, but I like it.
It is not something that I feel the need to stop and watch.
No, I catch part of it when I'm walking around.
Yeah. But
gotta see it. If I see Elliot, I'll stop for a second.
I don't know. God, I don't know.
It's weird.
Yep. Very weird.
But anyways.
It's a weird turn of events.
All right, moving along here.
This is a real quick thing. This is not a lot of news. We're going to hop back over to Hollywood Studios. But they actually did announce that their new Toy Story Land that they're building is opening in summer of 2018.
Cool.
So this is going to consist... this isn't something that we're going to get too excited about. It seems like it'd be a cool place to walk into. Because it's supposed to be Andy's backyard.
It'll be very well seen.
So, you know, we're going to be... It's going to be toy... You know, we're going to be toy-sized.
Yeah.
So that seems cool. But
yeah, they gotta shrink us down. They're getting rid of Bugs Land. Gotta put something else in there.
Right. Wait, no, say this is Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
I know. But I mean, whatever.
Oh, another way to shrink us down.
Yeah, well, they're gonna take out Bugs Land, so you're not gonna be able to like go in there and get shrunk. So you have to go over to Toy Story. It's like, you know, they took out Tower of Terror here, but that's okay. We still have one in Florida. It's not that big a deal. If you want to walk through giant leaves, you can go to Florida and go to Toy Story Land.
I got what you're saying. I lost it for a second. I got it. It's like, you know Walt Disney World and Disneyland are two different places, right?
No. They are?
Yeah, apparently.
Can you tell me which monorail stop I get off at to go to Universal Studios?
The Great Monorail in the Sky.
Where do I buy the Thing 1 and the Thing shirts to the Thing 2 shirts in Epcot? I can get those there, right? These are legit questions I have heard, people. Okay, I have heard these questions asked.
Well, it's like you can tackle those people over there that are wearing them.
So this Toy Story Land, which I think that's really what it's called, is going to have the Slinky Dog coaster and or Slinky Dog Dash and the Alien Swirling Saucers ride.
On.
So I mean, these are B ticket things. The coaster looks kind of cool, but it's nothing to really get for us people.
Is it
excited about?
Is it smallish like Gadget's Go Coaster, like a kids coaster, or is it like a coaster coaster?
No, I think it's like Gadget's Go Coaster. It might be like a little bit more intense. Maybe it's like, or not intense, but you know, a little bit older.
you know.
Right on.
You know, I mean, it might be fun to watch, you go on it or, you know, or check it out.
Yeah, I still like gadgets, so I'm down. I'll go on it.
There you go. But, you know, I guess we kind of hope that, I mean, they need stuff for kids in Hollywood studios, and that's really what it's about, right? Because there's no B to C. It's like all shows and then thrill rides.
No, you can't exactly take your kid on Rock and Roller Coaster. Yeah.
What did I hear the rumor for that was? Oh, my God.
I heard one, too.
What was it?
That they were taking out Aerosmith and...
What was... Oh, the rumor I heard for that was, you know, take this one, the grain of salt. This wasn't announced. Was that they would turn it into a Monsters, Inc. Door room, like, roller coaster.
Neat.
So that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at here, is that maybe this will kind of add on the way that they're kind of... I don't know where Toy Story Land is in the Hollywood Studios.
I know where the Toy Story ride is.
Right, so it's going to be kind of...
It's going to be, like, behind that,
it's going to be adjacent,
right?
But, yeah, like, there's a pathway that can... Or not... That Rock and Roller Coaster is right there.
Right behind it.
So I feel like that would lend itself if they open up a pathway to being a little bit more, because it's supposed to be Pixar Studios. That's what that section is. So I feel like it's that's going to be their little Pixar.
That would make perfect sense. Yeah.
And I mean, I love Rock and Roller Coaster, but Aerosmith is a little outdated at this point. So.
I've never liked Aerosmith at any point. So
you can, you know, take your limousine on the Hollywood Freeway, dude. We're just gonna call a Lyft. Like, come on.
So that'd be cool. And then this was, I mean, they were gonna build this ride before the recession. Like that was actually. Announced internally that they were going to build the
Monsters Inc.
No, Monsters Inc. Yeah, so that's still a rumor. So, but yeah, we can get rid of Aerosmith. All right, and we finally reached the last announcement. We're coming back here to Disneyland, and this one the headline is Disneyland reveals devilish details for Halloween time.
Okay.
So, essentially, they're going to be doing the same stuff they do every year in Disneyland. So that's not really news. But there's going to be some, like, Halloween stuff happening over here in DCA. Actually, speaking of DCA, it's 10:15, and I think the park's closed.
I think the park is closed.
So we could banana...
Oh, my goodness. We're so sorry, guys.
Cleaning around us, and I'm like, man, that's that feeling you get when you're in a restaurant after it's closed,
right?
And then we're like, oh, the park's closed. All right, so, but DCA is getting some Halloween-ish makeovers.
So before you go into that, earlier today I was on the phone with Cupcake Terror, and she mentioned the Halloween party. And the only thing that I have heard is that it is more expensive now. $85 for pass holders, $95 if you're not a pass holder.
Oh, I didn't even know anything about that.
That was the only thing that I read, and then I stopped reading because James told me to. So...
I'm not talking about the Halloween party. Didn't say anything about
it. Yeah, so that was the only thing that I saw. But Katie Cupcake Terror was talking about it, and she was like, I probably won't go. It's too much money. And she was like, I don't understand. You'll drop $150 on a pair of shoes without batting an eyelash, but you don't want to spend $85 to, you know, go to the new Halloween party. And I said that it wasn't about the money, it's about what they're offering. If it's the same thing that they have been offering for years and years and years, I'm not spending more money on it. I've done it already.
Well, there is a new newish parade that was from last year that you met. I don't know. I'll probably end up going, but if I didn't, it's okay, you know.
Well, so they're doing both parts.
Well, no, here's the thing. I'm not talking about parties. I'm just talking about decorations.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the party.
No.
Because I felt like when she was talking about it, when we were talking about it earlier, I felt like she knew stuff that I didn't. And, like, they were adding this stuff to the party. So I thought maybe that was going to be, like, one of your, announcements.
Yeah, that would be a huge announcement if they had, like, an additional Halloween party.
Right?
But they're actually going to be doing Halloween makeovers in BCA.
Ooh.
And Cars Land is going to have a Halloween makeover. So that's... What did it say here? Let me put it up. Cars Land is transforming Radiator Springs into Radiator Screams, as the Cars characters will feature their best cartoons, such as Vampire Mater. And they showed some concept art, and it showed like car parts making scary faces, and so that'd be cool. In the front of DCA, Oogie Boogie will rise in silhouette with bats at the entrance.
Okay.
And inside, the Headless Horseman will appear in statue on Buena Vista Street.
Cool.
As bats coil around the Carthay Circle bell tower. So just little Halloween-ish enhancements. They've never really celebrated Halloween over here.
Well, that's not true.
I know you told me they had the
party over here. And what I was going to say was, if they were to pull out some of the old stuff from that party, that would be awesome. One of the things that they did for that party that was totally different that I have not seen anywhere else is, before the Little Mermaid was the Little Mermaid, it was this like California thing hosted by Whoopi Goldberg.
Right.
They changed it and made it an award show for like the villains.
Really?
Where they won these, they won awards, and they were like the Scream Awards or something like that. But outside of the theater, so outside of where Little Mermaid is, there was a, it was like, you know when they do the Oscars?
Yeah.
How they had the giant Oscar out in the front?
Yeah.
Well, this was the same thing. It was the giant statue. It was Chernabog.
Wow.
It was a giant gold Chernabog. It was so cool. I have a picture of it somewhere. I'll find it and show it to you. But it was so cool. Like, they should pull that back out. You know?
So it was a stage show? Like with the characters?
Yeah.
On stage?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Right? They did it for 1 year. That was it. No one's ever heard of it again.
So that's, I think that's really about it. I mean, they said the stuff's coming to Disneyland, the same stuff that's been coming there, Ghost Galaxy, Haunted Mansion Holiday, the Main Street Pumpkin, and the Dia de los Muertos skeleton display in Frontierland. Same stuff I've seen in the past.
Yep. Wasn't there some like all night Oogie Boogie party thingy majig? I don't know. Your girlfriend Nikki were talking about it.
Yeah, I have no idea they were talking
yeah,
about
it. Yeah, I don't know. I tried not to read it.
Yeah, I've heard them kind of talking about it. I literally have no idea what they're talking about.
Nope, I don't know. Something about camping out. That's all.
Yeah, I feel like what was probably happening was a mix of what happened to you, hearing these little bits of things and thinking that something was happening, that there was like an Oogie Boogie themed party.
When you are in Disney, okay, look, I know that for a Disney fan, it's really hard not to look up Disney news when we have our smartphones in our hands at all times and you can Google anything.
Yeah.
I want you guys to imagine being here on the property during D23 weekend and having all of these people standing in line and like all of these people are talking about all of this stuff around you and you cannot look it up to confirm anything. Okay? This is how much I like James and Creepy Kingdom. All right? I'm sorry. Did you say Marvelland? Well, let me Google that real quick. No.
I know it was tough, but it was worth it for me to see your face when I told you about the Guardians of the Galaxy ride at Epcot.
God. I'm so excited. Any Marvel news, that's what I want. At this point in my life, that's what I want. You know, Disney owns Marvel and since that happened, I just want more of that. But
well, from Disneyland USA
and California Adventure.
I'll see you real soon.
If you would like to contact us here at Creepy Kingdom, you can do so by emailing us, creepykingdom@gmail.com. And if you want to see show notes, pictures, links to all of our social media, videos, everything you could possibly ever want in your life, it's all waiting for you at creepykingdom.com. And while you're there, sign up for our mailing list so you can get all that content I just said delivered right to your inbox once a week. Well, until next time, keep it
creepy. I have to go now. It is midnight. Pleasant dreams.